Mrs. Humphrey and I joined with President and Mrs. Johnson in a Christmas greeting to our blessed nation. In Washington and throughout our land, joyous tidings ring out anew from the little town of Bethlehem. The birth of the Christ child in the manger in Galilee is heralded again to all mankind. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. Yes, peace is in our hearts and in our prayers. Our citizens can be assured that our government will continue to do everything within its power for the cause of peace with honor. The Prince of Peace is our daily inspiration. And as he said, blessed are the peacemakers. So we shall strive to end misunderstanding, discord, and conflict. And he said, greater things than I have done ye shall do after me. So we shall harness science to improve the earth in health and in plenty. And he said, suffer the little children to come unto me. So we shall try to continue to uplift the lives of our children, especially the poor, the orphaned, and the handicapped. Give, he said, and it shall be given unto you. Our greatest gift is our friendship and love. So let brotherhood reign throughout the land. Let bitterness and hatred be ended in the name of him whose love was perfect for all mankind. May the greatest story ever told inspire each of us to put our creed into our deed each day of our lives. Now may your home be warm and bright with this Christmas spirit. Our best wishes to you for a holy season rich with blessings. The new year always is heralded by ring out the old and ring in the new. 1967 is rich with opportunity for our beloved America. Just look about you in city and countryside, in labor, management, and agriculture, in housing and transportation. We have the finest opportunity in our history to build and to improve. We can surpass all previous records of achievement, and that should be our goal. We can make the life of our fellow citizens brighter and happier than most men have ever known or even dreamed. Throughout our economy, with but rare exceptions, like the lag in housing construction, most industries are on the go. Tight money has eased somewhat. Demand for goods and services remains high. Doors of opportunity are opening for the poor, for the handicapped, and for those so long the victim of discrimination. Our government does have some difficult choices to make in its budgeting this year, but our problems are actually a sign of our dynamic growth. They show that we are responding to and not ignoring national and international needs. America is on the move, and while we can't accomplish all of the things we want as fast as we want to, we can and we will make steady, orderly progress. The future is in our hands. 1967 is what we choose to make it. None of us has a crystal ball, but we can foresee a still brighter tomorrow for America and for all segments of our society. As Captain Andy of the play Showboat used to say, you haven't seen anything yet. Our sustained record-breaking prosperity should reach new peaks. There is no problem at home or abroad on which we cannot make headway. With hard work, yes, and with some sacrifice. Teamwork can make all of the difference. Our real enemies are not our fellow Americans, but rather the ancient enemies of all mankind, poverty and disease and ignorance. Yes, also violence, mistrust, and apathy. So let's resolve now to make 1967 the best year ever for America. I send best wishes for the new year to my fellow countrymen. And should old acquaintance be forgot, but they are not forgotten. We do remember so many friends. Mrs. Humphrey and I are grateful to have heard from so many of our fellow citizens. There, in your cards and letters, bring back happy memories and bring joy to our lives. We look forward to our travels throughout this blessed land in 1967. Until then, and until we see you, our greetings and our regards. Happy New Year.